Time now for your comments. The same division of views that exists in the country is apparent in our listenership as well. We receive so many emails about our political coverage that we're devoting this segment to your comments from both sides of the aisle.
In Nina Totenberg's profile of vice presidential candidate John Edwards, she said Edwards' comments about Iraq were, quote, remarkably amorphous. Frank Gould of New Britain, Connecticut, says it was uncalled for editorializing. He adds, it seems to be a popular fad among journalists to make that observation. It can certainly be argued, he writes, that Edwards' statements are every bit as specific as George Bush's.
Danielle Ebaugh didn't like Nina's description of John Edwards' grin as a, quote, toothpaste smile plastered on his face. How sarcastic can you get, she writes. Why doesn't Ms. Totenberg skip the nasty stuff?
Different listeners took on Nina's profile of Vice President Dick Cheney. Dick Dormody writes, Nina dusted off all the familiar charges, from the closed oil industry hearings to the conspiratorial Halliburton connections to the F-word incident with Senator Leahy.
Listener Ray Gustin adds, Nina used this coverage as an editorial battering ram.
Brian Gorman of Knoxville, Tennessee, thinks we were too gentle to John Kerry's campaign manager, Mary Beth Cahill. Gorman writes that it sounded like a friendly backyard fence chat, in contrast to the interview with Bush campaign manager Ken Melman days earlier. Gorman adds he was, quote, utterly astonished by the blatancy of your grilling of Mr. Melman.
But Melinda Moore of Albany, Oregon writes, thanks, Steve, for doing what most of the American press seldom seems willing to do, asking hard questions and follow-up questions in your interview. It seems that most reporters ask a single question, then accept whatever candidates say, which in effect becomes a free campaign ad. In another story, Joseph Ruby of Silver Spring, Maryland writes, if it were possible for your jaw to drop while you're still in bed, mine would have when I awoke to this morning's infomercial for the Gallup organization.
Lately, Gallup pollsters have been criticized for releasing a survey showing President Bush leading John Kerry by 13 points. Gallup narrows down its survey to likely voters, and Gallup's method appeared to select more Republicans than Democrats. For more explanation, we called back Frank Newport of Gallup, and he insists that his survey is not deliberately finding more people from the GOP.
When we look at likely voters, we model that based on questions that have nothing to do with party or anything else. It's how interested are you in this election, how likely are you to vote, questions along those lines. And if Bush is doing better among those likely voters, probably more of those likely voters are, for the same reason, going to identify with the Republican Party.
Newport says Gallup does not ask people what political party they identify with until after they've said who they plan to vote for.
And finally, a correction from the political archives. You may know the famous quote, if nominated, I will not run. If elected, I will not serve. In a recent story, we said President Lyndon Johnson said that. Many of you wrote in to tell us we had the wrong man. General William Tecumseh Sherman sent that message to the Republican National Committee in 1884. For the record, Lyndon Johnson did tell the nation something similar in 1968.
I shall not seek. And I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
We hope you will accept our invitation to keep writing us, morning at npr.org.
And please say where you live and tell us how to pronounce your name.